fellow creatures. As you sit down to your Christmas meal, with all the family gathered together more or less in harmony, its own peculiar harmony, I wonder how many of you are really feeling right between yourselves. Right now, you're probably tucked up in your own spoiled view of yourself. For isn't this the season of spoiling ourselves? And yet, you may be wondering at the back of your mind whether it would really take you apart to acknowledge that you secretly believe that you can change direction and still get there. Well, it may surprise you to learn that you are not alone. That there are many thousands even less fortunate than yourself, unable, because of a cruel twist of fate or nature, to share your insight. People who find themselves disadvantaged, in the true sense of that word, yet they too do so want to change. So, as you contemplate that groaning board, don't you run the risk of losing sight of the true meaning of this season, signifying as it does the demise of the old and the rebirth of the new? The Chinese are fond of naming years, giving them the character of animals. Well, why not a year dedicated to the noblest creature of them all? The next 12 months, therefore, have been designated the International Year of the Human Being. Can you help? Isolated, could conceivably generate sufficient energy to light a northern town for a week or more. We seek to afford everyone a chance to tighten their hold on society, to bring back the old values, reborn, to participate in the great drama. To weave again the pattern of the individual into the tapestry of life, to drink like the people on television. Most of all, to assist as many as possible in feeding the underground tributaries that nourish the wellsprings of reality. I am appealing to you on behalf of the peaceful, the contented, and the holy. I'm appealing to you on behalf of the disenchanted, the desperate, and the disturbed. I am appealing to you on behalf of ourselves. I know it is difficult to look on the dark side when the season beckons us to feasting and jollity. Remember that the original winter solstice festivities certainly had their dark side. Indeed, the dark side of Christmas is part and parcel of the Christmas spirit. Hearing a lot of appeals at this time of year from traditional well-established charities to the pungent beggar whom you brush aside as you seek your hearth. But you see, we're not asking for money or equipment or even signatures. We're asking only for your cooperation. Can we count on you? Can you spare a thought or two? It's worth the sacrifice, and it's gonna make so many of us that little bit more useful. Well, I've taken up enough of your spare time, and I must let you get back to your celebrations. But I'd just like to leave you with this thought. If this is going to be your year, what are you going to do about it?